4CEMO.
Yeah, beat testy.
No, 4HK. Hey, Andrew. And testing station, Mr. Call Sign.
What are you doing this afternoon?
Yeah, I was waiting to see if they threw their call sign back out again.
I'm doing okay. Heading up here to my last stop for the day, so today is getting better. How about you?
Well, there's traffic on I-85, but other than that, it should be all right.
Hello.
KO4HK.
Afternoon, Patrick. That testing call, that testing one, I'm not sure. I've heard him a couple times in there.
Heard him, but I don't want him to think we're ignoring him.
I've been answering him a couple times about 20 minutes ago and never came back.
I'm choking the repeater.
The receive frequency on wrong or something.
Anyways, I'm about to where I need to be. We'll talk to you later, Patrick. And I did catch the other station, but 73 KA5WLL Mobile.
Leroy, have a great day, and maybe I'll catch you Saturday. KO4HK.
Name here's Andrew, KO4CEF.
Andrew, sorry about that. Talk to you later. Maybe we'll see y'all Saturday.
How was that?
Earlier today in one of the shops, and looks like there's only a 20% chance of showers Saturday.
Yeah, hopefully it'll hang off.
I feel as if it rained a little bit and got rid of some of this pollen.
I argue with that either.
Good afternoon. I'm getting ready to pull into my next stop, so if I get done here in time, I'll give you a shout. If not, I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to ask if you're working tomorrow, but we'll holler at you in the morning. But yeah, I'll be on the road for a little bit. I'm stuck in traffic right here at 290, but don't look too bad. So anyway, KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.
KO4CEF. KO4PXB.
CEF, how you doing?
Doing good. It's Lloyd here. Just surprisingly motoring pretty fast on Wade Hampton.
I thought your name was Lloyd, but I never want to throw it out there if I don't know for sure. So, yeah, I'm moving at a blistering speed of 30 miles an hour on I-85, so I guess I'm doing all right.
Yep, I got you on a side street, and I'm doing 45, so isn't that really good for 85 doing 30?
You do, you know, 85 southbound is usually bad, but now it's just been getting real bad around like 290 and 101 at where BMW exit is, so I don't know what's been going on lately.
Definitely glad I don't have to travel that road anymore, and before that sun's going to start hitting everyone in the eyes again like it normally does about every year. That'll sit there, and when they come over those hills, the sun's right in their eyes, and everyone does a brake check.
My bad on southbound. I remember doing that from working night shift. Man, you come around the corner, and it's just in your face the whole time you're riding down 85.
I know a lot of people try to stay within the shadow of the truck so they're not blinded. Because you're right, when it comes out of that, you know, sun like that, you'd really have no idea if there's a car sitting there until it'd be too late.
Yeah, and on top of all the other distracted drivers, it can make for a bad condition.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, my boss was rear-ended on 85. Somebody never even slowed down, hit him in the rear end doing 65 miles an hour. And airbags in the vehicle went off everywhere, so that definitely saved him. He had a little, you know, scrapes and stuff like that, but due to the fact that the airbags just kind of went off everywhere, and so it definitely saved him a good bit. And there was three cars involved because he stopped for another accident that was ahead of him, and then that car hit him, and he went into somebody else.
One of the biggest things right now is just so many distractions. I mean, you got, you know, I used to love driving my little 330E that I was leasing from work, and, you know, but the downside is if you wanted to change the air conditioner, you had to touch the screen, so you're looking away from the road, and it's just not, I mean, it looks nice, but at the end of the day, it's just One more thing you got to fiddle with while you're riding down the road.
Yeah, what I would think at some point the cars would have the air condition adjustments on the steering wheel, and they may, I just don't know of any.
I mean, shoot, my truck's a 06 F-250, and it's got the temperature fan right on the steering wheel, so I don't know why that's not more common.
Would definitely make sense to me. It would definitely cut down on the distracted driving of having to look away to adjust the air temp and the AC.
Well, I got to take a phone call real quick. I'll be back in just a few minutes. So, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear for a little bit. CEF,
KO4PXB.
Take a phone call. I tried, but oh well. It is what it is. Only downside of driving my truck, I don't have all the fancy features and stuff. I have to tell my wife I can't text and drive, so she's either got a call or it ain't gonna happen. But it is what it is.
Yeah, I know some of the other features are having the voice activated phone call, so that's definitely a good thing, feature to have.
I got to remember to put my little headphones in the truck. That way, whenever I'm driving, I don't have to worry about it. I can hear whatever or make a phone call without having to worry about the screen. Because like I said, we were just talking about distracted driving. It ain't worth looking over at your phone.
Truly not. Like I said, it'll keep.
For the weekend after work tomorrow or whatever you're doing tomorrow?
I'm definitely working tomorrow. Like I said, I heard from Leroy that there's a ham fest at one of the equestrian parks, so I might run up there with my daughter and wife and see how that goes, or you know, we'll definitely figure something out.
It's called a radio rally or something. They're not calling it a ham fest, so I had actually got online and looked at it. I know Patrick's been talking about it, so I figure at some point in time I'll slide over there tomorrow if I can. I hope I can go fly my RC planes, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
I was out flying my drone yesterday. I know an RC plane definitely takes a lot more practice. Does your plane have the heads-up mode where if it's coming at you, the left and right are the same, or you just got to be mindful of that?
Yeah, when it's coming at you, everything's reversed, basically, so you got to push or, you know, it takes some getting used to, but really once you get it in your head, it's not that bad, which, you know, and RC planes are not bad anymore. Most of the ones I have some kind of gyroscopic stabilization. They, you know, if you roll it or you get in trouble, you can hit the panic button and it'll flatten it back out. You know, and then it takes a few seconds, and then it'll kind of give it back to you. So it can save you. And it's saved me plenty of times already.
Then that answered my question that I don't even have to ask you about the stabilizing, or it probably will do the same thing to adjust the trim for you. That's the way my drone does, and that thing is slick. I love it. You tell it to take off, and it'll take off and hover about 3 feet off the ground and just sit there and going, okay, I'm ready. Now what?
Cool. My son, he talked about doing the FPV drones where you, kind of the freestyle where you're not racing, but, you know, you can do tricks. And I looked online and, you know, you can buy them. But I also told him, I said, dang, we can build our own. You can buy the frame and the ESC and the controller and all this other stuff and really build the plane the way you want it, or the drone the way you want it. And then you kind of know what's in it and what you can upgrade and what you can do. And it sounds like he's interested in it, so I just got to start buying the parts.
Yeah, one good thing to add on to your drone when you get it that way is put the satellite receiver on there, so that way you have a lot more control of the drone and it doesn't, you know, do a runaway with you.
I thought about that for an FPV drone, but probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
It'll definitely give you a lot more range than it would be just using off the regular satellite, I mean, off the signal from your phone and the Wi-Fi.
Like right now,
the digital seems much better, you know, but I've got a small one. I haven't tried it on my RC plates yet. I'm hoping to do that. But it uses 5.8 gigahertz. It's basically the same as, you know, the Wi-Fi spectrum. And then it's got the goggles and stuff. So I hope I get a chance to try that this weekend. That'll be really neat. But I think the FPV drones would be fun to fly as well.
Definitely would be. I've got the DJI Spark, and you put it in sports mode. They say, I've never clocked it, but it said it'll do 35 miles an hour. And one day I was lucky that I had it above my head because I had it coming backwards, and it was just moving so fast it just went over my head. It has forward collision, but it does not have the rear collision, so it would have run into me. Even with the forward-looking collision, they mentioned, and because it's only obvious, that if it's going so fast, it still sees that object in front of them. It's just going to take a little while for it to slow down.
DJI, man, they make some awesome drones, but, man, they were just way too expensive for me to put in the hands of a 15-year-old, which they got some great features as well, so... But if he's trying to do the FPV, and, you know, I'm sure he's going to do some stupid stuff with it, I'd rather be able to replace it. So I ain't going to buy him anything really nice like a DJI.
Yeah, because I would figure the ones with the forward-looking collision, and now that they have the ones that will also have the collision above it, if there's something above it, that it won't go, you know, up to that height either without, you know, running into it. And you can adjust that how far you want it to, you know, start slowing down, or it won't even go within that range once it sees it.
I wonder, does it use, what do I use this to detect it? Is it sound like a radar, or is it use cameras to try to figure out the distance?
Yeah, there's little sensing eyes in front of it, so if it has probably just a proximity, so that way if it comes within that proximity that you set, it won't go any further.
I didn't realize that was a thing now.
Yes, sir. All right, I'm at my location, so please have a great day. It's KO4PXB.
A good one. If I don't talk to you, you have a great weekend, and maybe we'll see you Saturday. KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.